This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The phrase of 2023, now with artificial intelligence, Google is now going all in. I'm David Brancaccio. Google has now unveiled a line of new artificial intelligence products, AI to write long reply emails, AI that seems to know how to do spreadsheets, AI to easily move people around in your photos, and a lot more. Google's announcements at its annual developer conference yesterday mark yet another escalation in big tech's AI arms race. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Google used to be reluctant to deploy many of its AI tools, partly for fear of the technology's potential to spread misinformation or cause other harms. But after ChatGPT debuted in November and Microsoft incorporated it in its Bing search engine, AI was the star of the show in Google CEO Sundar Pichai's presentation.
We are at an exciting inflection point. We have an opportunity to make AI even more helpful.
Beyond ditching waitlists for its AI chatbot Bard, Google also is planning a feature for Android phones that lets AI rewrite your text messages. Defiance ETF CEO Sylvia Jablonski says big tech firms are figuring out how to monetize AI pretty quickly. But
if the data is good, if it's bad, if it's biased, I don't get the sense really that, you know, any of the competitors have figured that out quite yet.
Yesterday, Google also announced plans to incorporate watermarking into AI image generation tools. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
There's word just now that the UK counterpart to the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by a quarter point. Rates in Britain are now 4.5%, highest since 2008. The UK, like every other place, has a persistent inflation problem. The BBC's Leanna Byrne has more on the economic backdrop for this interest rate decision.
Central banks are dealing with a seesaw right now. You raise the interest rates too high, too fast, the economy could come down with a thud. Here in the UK, inflation is stuck at around 10%. Good news is, the Bank of England expects prices to fall, with lower energy prices and falling shipping costs. Just last autumn, it was predicting a recession. Not anymore, though. Growth is pretty flat, but it's not going backwards. Construction and retail are doing well, so is the service sector. Plus, the jobs market is also holding up. Inflation hanging around is a worry, though, and the bank is likely to keep pushing up rates since the economy is looking healthier. But lean too hard on the rates lever, and those signs of recovery could wither. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, Well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
We watch a documentary a month for what we call Econ Extra Credit. This time, it's the most money ever embezzled from a city. All the Queen's Horses is about the controller and treasurer Rita Crundwell in Dixon, Illinois, who stole $53 million and lived high on the horse for decades. Dixon completely revamped the structure of city government after the mess was exposed. How can governments and any organization guard against the trusted employee who breaks bad? Joining us now is Bob Brown, founding partner of the CPA Solution, a firm based in the state of Maine that focuses on, among other things, fraud protection and prevention. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I was looking at this data. It wasn't from Maine. It happened to be from Nebraska. Over a 10-year period, 6 of 14 clerks charged with theft had served their small town for 10 or more years. 2 had been named Outstanding Clerk of the Year. I don't know. We know these people. We hang out with these people. We don't suspect that they could be up to this kind of stuff. And that's what makes this so hard.
Well, that is exactly right. When you take the element of being an outstanding citizen, you combine longevity and you combine a natural ability for people to assume that they're doing everything right. It's just a combination that just creates an absolute nightmare scenario.
You know, towns will say, we have a financial oversight committee. We also pay an auditor. What do you think, not enough?
Well, I think it's an expectation gap. The auditor is hired to put together a set of financial statements and that they are free from material mistakes. And understanding that the real role of that auditor is coming in, taking information that is given to them, and then putting that into a binder or a package for the quote-unquote financial statement audit.
It's about compliance with procedures and making sure the forms are filled, but it isn't really like an investigatory body.
You're exactly right. From a number standpoint, outside auditors do not find fraud. Specifically, if you look at the actual engagement letter, and at the end of the audit, there's something called a management representation letter. Specifically in there, it indicates that, you know, the design and implementation of those internal controls to prevent and detect that fraud is the management's responsibility.
And let's talk about that skill set, Bob. You're a man who can read a financial statement. But it's possible that people in power in smaller towns, smaller companies, nonprofits might not have that training. And that's too bad.
The ability or the confidence to understand what you're looking at and then to ask questions, that's another thing I think we see lacking. We have this assumption that we're being given something, so it's obviously 100% correct. I mean, we know this person, so why would we question what they're giving us instead of taking the approach, well, does this make sense?
So, I mean, I'm hearing from you that a key lesson, and I certainly got from our film this month, is that hoping that you can trust your colleagues and people in authority is very different from having systems in place that account for human nature.
That is so true. Looking at how things happen and when things go wrong, we need to trust the system and test that. But if you think, if you're in an organization or you're in a town and you walk through the door and you look at somebody and go, you know what, I guarantee this person will never steal from me, you're already a victim. We're just talking a timing difference.
Speaking from Bangor, Maine, Bob Brown, founding partner of the CPA Solution. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One documentary a month on marketplace topics. Follow along with our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. It's free. If you haven't already, sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org /bookclub.